We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up? I'm Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. That's why I give you the sports facts, sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up? I'm Eddie. I don't know anything about sports. I don't even know why they have me on this podcast, but I love being here, and I'm a sports fan, your average sports fan, so that's, I guess, why I'm here.
What's up, you guys? I am Ray. I'm 33 years old. I'm a male. I'm from Michigan, and I enjoy long walks on the beach, and I also love giving you locks to bet on.
All right. We'd like to start this little podcast off with a game called Another Round of
Would You Rather?
An old school radio station right now.
Would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush?
Oh, I go with the toothbrush thing. I've had girlfriends in the past that are a little weirded out with sharing of toothbrushes. I'm actually fine with it. With the cleaning of the water, the toothpaste, it actually, I'm not a doctor, not a dentist, not an oral surgeon, not an expert, but I do know that with toothbrushes and the washing and the cleanliness, it's a very, very clean product. Even though it's been in somebody's mouth, get past that. It's actually totally fine. You can use your lover's toothbrush, break it out, and use it that morning after a one-nighter.
It's funny you asked this question, Lunchbox. I have two kids. In the last week or two, I've noticed my toothbrush missing in the mornings when I wake up, and I find it in my kids' bathroom.
So they've been using your toothbrush.
I'm like, someone's using my toothbrush, and they won't man up to it. No one will tell them, confess that they've been using my toothbrush. So, and it grosses me out to think that one of my kids are putting my toothbrush in their mouth against their teeth, their tongue. It's sick to me. I'd rather wear their underwear. Hell, I'd rather wear your underwear.
I would rather use someone's toothbrush because their sweat and their junk and all that, you don't know where it's been. You don't know how clean it is down there. At least with the toothbrush, like our non-oral surgeon pointed out,
Ray, yeah.
The toothpaste and the water kills the bacteria.
Yes!
That's the whole point of brushing your teeth, is to kill the bacteria. So when you put it on the toothbrush, it automatically kills the bacteria.
Do you know that factually?
Well, why else would you use the same toothbrush over and over and over again? Because it's clean, because you put the cleaning product on it every time you use it.
When you grab the toothbrush the next day, do you rinse it off or do you just put the toothpaste on it and let it rip?
I put the toothpaste on, then I put it under the water to get the toothpaste wet.
See, I get my toothbrush and I rinse it off. I clean everything off of it and make sure it's all good. Then I put the toothpaste on it and then I put it in my mouth.
Huh. Now, do you use a regular toothbrush, like one you have to move yourself, or do you have one of those?
No, the $3 toothbrush. No electronic toothbrush. I've never had one of those.
Ray?
Got the electric toothbrush, got the Quip toothbrush, got the toothbrush that isn't motorized. Probably
use them all?
Yeah, whenever I feel it. If it's a random Saturday, boom, it's time to break out the electric. If it's a quick morning, I got one in my bag that I use, and
wow.
I can use in 2 seconds.
Interesting.
I didn't realize there were so many versions of a toothbrush in someone's household.
Me either.
I'm the electric.
Really?
Yeah, just because my dentist tells me that's the best one for you, so I want to take care of my teeth because, I mean, you only get one set of pearly whites. And
I don't like that toothbrush, man. It sounds like a vibrator. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's an awkward sound.
You're in the bathroom and you got the electric toothbrush going. I'm telling you, it is a weird feeling. It's a toothbrush. It's a toothbrush.
But does it keep your mouth clean?
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
So what's the difference?
No, I'm just saying it's...
While you're brushing your teeth, does your mind go somewhere dirty?
The entire time I'm brushing my teeth, I'm thinking about a vibrator.
Very interesting. The only problem I have with the vibrating toothbrush is if you're not paying attention...
It's not a vibrating toothbrush. It's an electric toothbrush.
Well, it vibrates.
Just because the motor's trying to turn.
Whatever. And so sometimes I'm not really paying attention, so I'm not... I don't have a death grip on my toothbrush. And sometimes I'll drop it. And I mean, and it's so it shoots toothpaste all over your clothes. You're like, okay, got to change.
That's
a disaster.
So it is a vibrating toothbrush. It's not one that spins in circles like the bristles aren't spinning.
It's an absolutely vibrating toothbrush.
It just vibrates.
Yes.
Coach, you know the person, whoever created the vibrating toothbrush, you know where they came up with the idea?
The vibrator.
From a vibrator.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure. But we know for sure that the Red Sox are up 1-0 in the World Series.
You called it.
I told you. Now look.
Hey, didn't he say it's going to be under 5.5 games or
five.
Something?
Five or less, yes. It's going to be, if the Dodgers win one, they're going to win one game and that is it. It's going to be Red Sox. And I just after watching last night's game, I just have some observations. Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, is the biggest idiot I've ever seen manage a baseball team. So they have Chris Sale starting.
Yeah.
So he put all right-handed hitters in the lineup because he doesn't want to let his left-handed batters fake, because you're supposed to be able to see the ball better if you're a right-handed hitter. So they take out Chris Sale after four plus innings. Just, he started the fifth but didn't get any outs. So he's out of the game. So what does he immediately do?
Changes the lineup.
He immediately starts pinch hitting for everybody in the lineup. His leadoff hitter, out of the game. His three-hole hitter, out of the game. Five-hole hitter, out of the game.
After they've been balling for the first 5 innings.
So by the seventh inning, he has no pinch hitters left. Like, the bench is empty. And if it's that big a deal, like, don't you think, okay, maybe they might bring a lefty out of the bullpen, and then you can bring it. I mean, if you're that bad, like, why are we overthinking everything?
I've never seen a coach do that before.
Right. It's overreaction.
When you bust your lineup and throw in pinch hitters, can those old players come back in?
No.
That's the thing. It's one and done, dude.
It's over. Like, well, some of them, they stayed in to play the field, so they were now in the lineup for the rest
but
of the
they
game.
They can't hit again.
No, they can, because they're in the lineup.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying, usually a pinch hitter comes up, bats once, and doesn't go out in the field. Because usually you're pinch hitting for the pitcher a lot of the times. But in the American League ballparks, there's the DH, so you don't have to worry about that. But my whole thing is, if you're going to just take them out after four innings once they bring in a right-handed pitcher, like, let them hit. Like, look at the Red Sox. They started Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. Did Cora take out all their left-handed hitters? No, he started his normal lineup and said, here, play baseball and let him hit.
But, dude, think of us when we were kids. Does it matter the lefty-righty thing?
It does.
I'm telling you, dude, I play baseball a lot.
People really swear by that.
Dude, it really didn't matter to me. As a righty or a lefty, I liked them both the same.
I think it's different level of
Different level of competition.
Sports, yeah.
But what I'm saying—
When we were in Little League—
It just and then by the seventh inning, you have nobody on your bench left to pitch hit. So if there's a big situation and you do have a right-handed batter up and they bring a right-handed pitcher in, you don't have anybody to go to put a left-handed bat up there with runners on base. It didn't matter in the end. And then
he wanted to be the guy that won that game doing that crazy method. And then he wanted to be front of SportsCenter that he was the first ever coach to empty the bench and have all these pinch hitters. Instead, they lost.
Do you think about that stuff, being on a headline?
No, not that necessarily. But he wanted to be every coach right now wants to be the guy that's the thinker. Sean McVay in the NFL can memorize plays. Oh my gosh. Every coach wants to be this deep thinker now all of a sudden. Who cares,
don't
man?
They just want job security, dude, and win a World Series?
As a coach, yes. Chew some chewing tobacco, okay? Have a couple beers after the game. Be a good old boy and manage a baseball game. You're not an Einstein, okay? You're a baseball coach, cowboy.
And I think the Dodgers have to win with him screwing everything up. Like Baez yesterday's in, their relief pitcher. He mows down the first two hitters he sees. Strikeout, strikeout. So what's he do then? They have a left-handed batter coming up. Oh, let's go to the bullpen. I'm going to bring in a lefty. So the Red Sox pinch hit. Home run. That blows the game wide open. Why not trust the guy that is in there throwing 98 miles an hour, just struck out the two hitters he faced, and you go to the bullpen and you bring in someone else. So what do the Red Sox do? Oh, wait. The Red Sox still have pinch hitters left that can go and hit from the right side of the plate. Okay, they'll bring him in against your lefty. So it null and voids your pitching change. Home run. I hate him. And sort of like...
Wow.
My question is, was Kershaw good or did he suck
again?
No,
he was terrible. He was terrible.
He can't pitch in the playoffs.
He is now 9-9 in the postseason. And so, and this goes back to the NLCS. And I don't know if this had anything to do with it, but Kershaw has struggled in the postseason. He's tired. It's the end of a long year. They brought him in Game 7 in the ninth to finish out the game against the Brewers. Mm-hmm. They were up 4 runs. Why bring Kershaw into the game? There is no need for it.
So another time that Roberts was a bad coach.
That's what I'm saying. He overmanages. And I my dad was talking about it last night. He goes, I think he brought Kershaw in to make it look like, oh, look, Kershaw came in and closed out the game for Kershaw's legacy. I said, because Kershaw's already struggling. So give him the extra days off. He doesn't need to get up and throw in a game. And maybe that had nothing to do with why he struggled yesterday. Maybe it's just because he struggles in the playoffs. But the optics of it is, well, I brought him in Game 7 to close out the game, even though they were up 4 runs. There was no need. There was no danger. There was no one on base. Maybe if they gave up two runs. But then he looks terrible last night. And so Dave Roberts, to me, just overmanages every time. And I feel like the Dodgers win a lot, even with him messing up. It's just that they're that talented. I don't think he's that good of a manager. Even though he's been back-to-back World Series, I think they get there just because on their talent.
I think we're looking at a sweep, boys. I mean, the ace was Kershaw. The Dodgers aren't that good from after Kershaw, right?
I mean, the Dodgers didn't. I mean, their hitting wasn't bad. Like, they could get by if they get a good offensive game. Like, if they start hitting,
Coach,
making runs.
They put up four runs. That's good in a game.
Yeah. So I mean, I really didn't think they'd score anything. When Kemp hit that homer, I was like, okay, well, then we got something. Like, I didn't really think they'd hit anything off of Sale. He started off with two strikeouts, you know, and he's on fire.
And the thing they're in trouble with is David Price is good now in the playoffs.
David, and it's not even really the Red Sox pitching that I...
Their bats are so hot.
Their bats are so good. Everyone in their lineup gets hits.
It's that J.D. Martinez. When I was playing DraftKings, I picked him up every game.
And they get it with two outs. Two outs, they score. They always get the big hit. Devers gets one yesterday. And then, Nunez. Home run, Green Monster. That blew it open. It was awesome. The Red Sox are so talented. And I'm going to tell you, Yasiel Puig.
What?
He is so talented.
He really is.
He is.
He's so talented.
That's why he's in Major League Baseball.
But if I was a team, he couldn't play for me.
Because he's too cocky, does the crotch hit.
No, I don't mind the cockiness. If he made the right baseball play, he on the bases sometimes, he makes dumb outs trying to stretch things.
Coach,
and
it's not
stupid.
Just on the bases. It's when he's throwing the ball.
Last night.
He misses cutoff, man, and tries to launch it to home, and then a guy scores or a guy gets to third.
Last night, he cost the Dodgers a run in the first inning because Mookie Betts, who the Red Sox leadoff hitter is on second base, super fast, can fly.
Did he get the stolen base for Taco Bell?
He did. He did.
Yeah!
Taco Bell for a Doritos Locos Taco, thanks to Mookie Betts.
And I have a theory about that after
so,
you're done.
Give me my taco.
Puig is playing deep right. I mean, deep. And Benintendi gets a base hit. Betts is going to score easily, and Puig, instead of throwing to second, comes up, fire into home, and he is... Betts is safe by 10 feet. The catcher doesn't even try to tag it. Catcher runs out, catches it, and tries to throw to second. The throw allows Benintendi to get to second. And then guess what? J.D. Martinez steps up, single, scores another run. They didn't get another hit the rest of the inning. They wouldn't have scored that run if Puig just makes the right play, and I feel like he does it all the time. And last night I decided if I'm ever the GM, he's not going to be on my team.
Keep that in mind. I mean, you're working on being a GM.
Well, and you have to hit the cutoff man. We learned this growing up with baseball. You would get in trouble with your coach if you didn't hit the cutoff man. The cutoff man is a guy so that your throw is shorter. You have half the distance to throw the ball. Then the other guy at that place is in a position to where he can throw the ball stronger than your ball would have traveled.
Well, then you have like Cespedes, you know, back up against the wall one day, just launches it and gets the guy out at home. Well, and that happens once in a while, and you're like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. So when it works, it's badass. Like, when it works, it's actually pretty cool.
As an outfielder, you can tell the timing if you're about to get this guy out.
Right.
When homeboy threw that ball,
he knew he
didn't have a chance. He was probably a little frustrated, and he just wanted to launch it. When one base makes all the difference in playoff baseball, next thing you know, guy scores.
Mm-hmm.
But that is crazy. He could throw it all the way from there to home. Eddie couldn't even make it to second base. From the outfield?
No.
From the outfield in the air?
That's
the warning track?
That's correct.
Warning track, could you make it to second base?
No chance. I could bounce it to second. Could roll to second.
And Puig makes it to home.
Yeah, dude. I've tried it. When I saw Cespedes do that one throw one time, I was on the field, the sand lot, right by my house, and I tried it. And I'm like, there's no chance. I couldn't
tough.
Get in the infield. That's really
it's
hard.
It's really
dude,
tough.
It is so hard to do that.
I can launch a football pretty far, but not a baseball.
But yeah, so now everybody gets a Doritos Locos Taco thanks to Mookie Betts.
So I felt like he did. I mean, that was the first inning, you know? And I feel like he did that just so everyone can get tacos. Like, there's no risk in it. There's no outs. I'm on first. Let's rip it.
What do you mean there's no risk?
I feel like in his mind, he was like, let me just steal second real quick, get everyone a taco, and then we'll play ball.
Dude.
I don't even think he knows about the promotion.
No.
Because
he has to know about it.
The commercials run during the game, and they're in the game. They don't see the commercials.
So how do we know about it? Do we do commercials on the radio about it?
No, they're during the game.
No,
but you see it on TV.
No, but Bobby.
And Joe Buck.
No, so, Bobby, our host of the morning show, Bobby Bones Show, he's talked about this for like in 2 weeks. So they've been doing it all in the postseason.
Well, no, they've been promoting for it. They've been saying during the World Series.
So they've been promoting it. There's got to be a way that Mookie knew
about
this.
Taco Bell is not giving out free tacos all throughout the playoffs. They're giving it out one day, one time, one event.
So you think he wanted to be known as the taco guy?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You're hungry and you're like, oh, thank God. Who's that baseball player? Let me Google him.
Mookie Betts.
No, I know. I'm telling you people that are like just going to Taco Bell.
Sorry, I wasn't playing along
with your
skit.
They Google it. They're like, oh, check it out. Mookie Betts stole a base. We get free tacos. Thank goodness for Mookie Betts. That's great promotion for a ball player.
Who did it last year?
Great job.
You just served him with his own facts. Nobody cares.
I never redeemed my taco last year.
Oh, it was Cameron Mabron.
See, you remember that.
Well, they show it during the commercial.
Oh, they do?
They do. They say Cameron Mabron was the one that slid into second to steal a taco for everyone. Who will be this year's winner?
Yeah, call me crazy, but I think that was in the back of Mookie's mind.
Dude, what a millennial type world we live in now. Joe Buck, I mean, used to be, it would be like, what a beautiful night here at Fenway. Instead, he goes, oh, they got that promotion. Free tacos, kids, if this guy steals a base. Here we go,
that's
Mookie.
Money, coach.
This is a timeless tradition. The taco is free if he gets to second.
Also, last night, once again, my point about the season needs to be moved up. They need to play earlier. Last night was the coldest game the Dodgers have played all year.
That's fine. I like it getting colder late.
They know it. They know it's going to be cold in the World Series.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not fair. It is not.
They're playing
heat
last year.
Half the NFL games are in warm and half are in cold.
Different.
Then it's not
fair. That's during the regular season.
Okay.
So you have to get used to it. You know that. The baseball, they play 6 months of the year. 5.5 months of those, it's 80 to 100 degrees.
When do you want the World Series?
Hey.
Yeah, like 25, like I think, I don't know, I saw a tweet yesterday. Yesterday was the day the World Series ended when Joe Carter hit a home run off of Mitch Williams back and gave Toronto their back-to-back World Series titles over the end. So that's the ending of the World Series. We're just starting it. So that's what I'm saying. If you just play a couple doubleheaders during the season, that shortens it by a week and a half. That makes all the difference in the world. Tonight, first pitch, it's supposed to be 42 degrees. That's just not. That's
love
not,
it.
I love watching it when it's cold out. I know.
It changes
it's not
the
fun.
Game.
Of course
I
it does.
Know.
It. It's
that's
a weird
the best part about
especially
it.
With the wooden bats. That hurts like
a muscle. I think oh,
dude,
muscle
that hurts
bat.
Like a son of a gun when you hit one off the court.
That tightens your body up, man. I mean,
and that's what I mean.
Think about when it's cold. Your hands immediately go between your legs. You're freezing. You cross your arms because your muscles get tight. You're trying to stay warm.
Yeah. So would you rather see them play their best when it's warm,
no.
or would you rather see them shivering and not playing their best?
I want to see. I want to see Yasiel Puig shiver.
So here's my thing. I like it because it's not so much of a blowout. It's like, all right, anything can happen right now. Both teams are struggling. I don't think Boston, just because you live in Boston, means that you're used to the cold weather.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would rather. So you're saying the same thing. If you want them to play their best,
I like that it makes it even. Anything can happen.
So what does warm weather do? It makes it unfair for who?
No, they can probably play their best when it's warm weather.
But you're saying the cold weather makes it not a blowout. So what does warm weather do? Makes it a blowout?
No. I'm saying the cold weather really takes. They're both probably struggling. They're probably both not playing their best. So there's a chance for any team to win more than there would be if, like, say right now, if Boston plays their best and
it doesn't matter what weather.
LA,
if Boston plays their best, they're going to win.
LA plays their best, Boston's going to win. Right now, just looking at it, Boston's a better team. They'll win. I feel like in the cold weather, Dodgers may play better than Boston. They both are playing not their best game because it's cold. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, if you look at the Super Bowl, where do they do the Super Bowl?
Warm weather. Super Bowl I was freezing.
Back in the
Green Bay. Coach, I mean, there was ice.
That's what I'm saying.
Put away the history books real quick.
They put it in warm weather. Why? Because they don't want to give cold teams an advantage. You want to see baseball at its best. Make it warm. Move it. It's just so frustrating.
Was last night's game affected?
Well, yes, they're freezing cold. They're all in long sleeves.
Coach,
and
you're still seeing some great baseball.
Well, I understand, but tonight, 42 degrees. 42 degrees. Dude, that is not baseball weather.
I know. To the players, maybe they're mad and you're mad, but to me, dude, it reminds me of childhood. Always, you know it's World Series time when it's freaking cold and the baseball players are real cold and that one at bat, he's up there shivering. He's barely got any warmth left and he swings. Dude, that to me reminds me of all the years of watching baseball. I know it's the World Series when it's cold. If they're playing it in the tropics, dude, I'm not going
to
have the same.
It used to be warm in the World Series.
When?
I always thought it was cold,
man.
I
always remember it cold.
Man, my memories are not serving me very well.
I know they added the extra round with the divisional series, so that makes it harder. That's why I think they need to play doubleheaders so they can move up the season.
I think global warming made it cold.
I thought global warming meant it warm.
Yeah, no, no, that changes. It changes the seasons.
By definition, global warming
yeah, it says
should
global
be warmer.
Warming
no,
says warm.
No, that's not what it means, guys.
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but when it says global warm,
you're telling me global warming means
colder?
Opposite
guys,
than
what the
sort of like Greenland is
actually
ice and Iceland is really
green.
So you're telling me global warming is really global colding?
Colding, correct. Global warming is just changing the seasons. It's colder now. That's why. It's cold now when you're thinking back then. I don't remember cold World Series.
Okay. Well, what about this? Headline from the New York Post. I married my best friend's dad, and now I'm her stepmom.
I saw the picture.
27-year-old woman from Tucson, Arizona. Phoenix, Arizona. Sorry.
Yeah, different.
We started working with this girl. They became best friends for a couple years. Then she met the girl's dad and fell in love and married her dad.
I mean, it sounds possible if she's friends with this girl, always hanging out with her dad, doesn't have the craziest schedule at work, so he's at home a lot.
He's 52, she's 27.
All right, so he's been on the couch, they're watching movies. Ah, that's a good movie, ha, ha, ha.
Why don't you sit over here? Like, how does that go? Who makes the first move in that? Like, does the girl go up to her friend and be like, hey, do you think your dad would want to date me? Or does the dad on the down low say, girl, like, I know you're best friends with my daughter, but... would you like to grab some dinner? Like, how does it work?
Dude, it starts out, the guy is the nicest guy probably in that girl's life ever. And so then she just starts talking to him, and the next thing you know, they start to have feelings. I bet the guy was so nice to her, and so she maybe probably didn't have the best guys in her life. So she looked to this, I just feel like she spent so much time with him that relationship ended up just being normal. It's not like they just met one day and decided to hook up and get married.
She said, Taylor 37 said... it was love at first sight.
Oh.
Like, I thought he was very handsome. I
hate when I'm wrong.
When we first met, I worked with his daughter, and she was my best friend. And he was married at the time. I was also in a relationship. And then they
did... So Taylor's 37.
27.
Oh, 20.
He's 52.
You said 37. Okay.
Okay.
It's different.
If somebody worked with... Let's say your best friend starts dating your mom. Okay, what if I worked with your mom for 20 years?
Yes.
I worked with your mom. Would you be that shocked that me and her started dating?
No.
Because that's what I'm saying. If you're
mom's single, like whatever.
Dude, if you're,
Ray.
I'm just saying, if these people around, who cares about the age difference? If they've been around each other friends for years,
guys,
it's
how
not
cool
that
would it
shocked.
Be? Ray,
I'm
who,
just saying
Ray,
I'm not that shocked.
Ray, South Beach.
Yeah.
Starts dating your mom. Is that weird?
He's not around her that much.
I don't
would be weird.
Stop.
Put South Beach in Michigan with
yeah
your with
best
your, working
friend
with your mom
South
right now.
Beach and you are best friends
yeah
and he comes he's been your best friend for a couple years he comes over and meets your mom and then he marries her is that weird
that would be crazy
that's what this is
no it's not that bad
that would be crazy but if South Beach and my mom were around each other a lot more if we all lived in the same city I would consider it possible and it wouldn't weird
no,
me
it,
out
it's,
that much
it's not possible he's asking if it'd be weird
it would be
anything's possible
it's less weird the more time you spend with somebody. It's less weird.
Stop.
Chris, stuff that goes on in this room. You know some of the weird stuff we do in this room?
What?
It's less weird because
we're
around each other.
What weird stuff do we do in this room?
I don't know. Sometimes we're screaming at each other at 1 a.m. in the morning doing a podcast. That's not, to most people, that's probably weird. To me,
what?
That's, dude, I'm just saying, the more you're around people, the more.
That makes no sense.
Right. So you're telling me if my best friend Forrest, who we've been friends since fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden he starts dating my mom, that is super weird.
How many hours has he spent with your mom?
Thousands.
Oh my goodness. Fourth scenario. Ray, who's someone from your hometown?
I just said South Beach. Went to college with me.
No. Someone from your hometown that lives where your mom lives.
Okay, so a random name that nobody knows.
Yes, give me his name.
Stu.
Yeah. So Stu's working with your mom, right?
Yeah.
She lives, 5 miles from your mom
yeah.
right now? Right? They
yeah.
live right there.
No, not working with.
No, hold on. Right, they work together.
No, the daughters work together. The daughters are best friends. The two girls are best friends. And then they went and she met her best friend's dad and was like, I love you. And they got married.
Oh, I got you.
They didn't.
I'm trying to bring it home
right.
to Ray, though.
You don't need to bring it home. You don't need to bring it home.
Yeah, you do.
No,
if
because
Stu starts dating your mom, is that weird?
My mom's married.
Oh, my God.
He
if
was
your
single.
Your mom was.
Your analogy wasn't good because one of the people was married. In that analogy, they're both single.
If your mom is single and Stu marries your mom, is that weird?
When my mom's single, I'll let you know. And when Stu dates her.
How can you not know how to play hypothetical?
Will you play this game?
Why are you being so...
And now show me their picture. I want to see what we're looking at.
They look good.
Is the girl...
They look good.
See, the guy's a pimp. He looks younger than his age. The girl's a party girl. She probably loves a guy that can afford
it. He looks younger than his age?
He doesn't look younger than his age. He looks like a dude that is trying to be younger at his age.
Okay. Yeah, he's out on the boat with the young girls.
Yes.
Yep.
Here you go. Here's them.
I know dudes like that.
Here's them loving on each other on the boat.
That looks like two girls.
No, that's the dude behind.
Oh, the dude's behind.
You're just far. Okay. You're just far away.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, I find that strange.
Yeah.
I think it's okay. I mean, if one of you guys started dating my mom, I'd be cool with it.
No,
I would.
So
yes,
there was pictures, me and your mom on the boat. You're cool with that.
Listen,
if I
sent you a
picture of me and your mom making out, you would be like, what the crap?
Lunchbox, you're a good dude to me. You're a kind of guy that would take care of my mom.
If you guys were anywhere near my mom, I would never talk to you again.
Then you don't think we're good people.
No. I'm not. You're not going to go hit on my
mom. You know how much I like your mom.
I don't care.
You know how much I care for your mom. Look at me. Lunchbox.
I am not.
Look at me.
I'm looking at you. I don't
care.
No,
you're not. Look at me in the eyes. Open your eyes. You know how much I care for your mom.
If any of my friends started dating my mom, we would have problems.
But dude, I would treat your mom so well.
I don't care. We would have problems. That friend would no longer be a friend.
I'm not in it for the wrong reasons.
In the article, is the girl still friends with that?
Yeah, she thinks it's great.
Oh my god.
Then she knows how good of a
person. That's her stepmom now, though.
So the girl agrees with
that? That's weird that you have to call. Like, calling you my stepdad would be weird. Like, that would be weird.
That's what I'm saying.
But
don't raise your voice to your stepdad.
Sorry,
yeah,
Dad.
Respect.
Dad, listen.
You need to go, hey, you need to go clean your room.
No.
I'm your stepdad.
It'd be more of a chance that I'd be your stepdad.
Nah, I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your mom likes me.
Your mom
has
texted me before.
That's right. Yeah, she has. And your mom has DM'd me.
No, she has not.
Yeah, she has.
Liar.
I just don't understand how you guys don't think that's weird. But if any of my friends,
no.
If any of my friends, Forrest, if you're listening to this, Garrett, if you're listening to this, Greg, any of you.
Yeah,
if you,
stay away from his mom.
If you
She's
try
mine.
To go after my mom, we are no longer friends and we are going to have a fight. I think we would fight. That is so awkward. It's not cool.
And I know your dad's probably listening. No respect, but I do like your mom.
No respect?
No disrespect.
You said no respect.
No disrespect.
Yeah, you used the wrong word.
Yeah,
there.
You used the wrong word.
Boy, and that's a bad slip.
All right. Now I want to talk about this high school recruit. He committed to go play at Syracuse.
Oh,
he's one
great.
Of the
another Adidas.
Spokesperson for Adidas came out and said.
What kind of shoes is he wearing, Adidas?
No. His name is Darius Baisley. He committed to Syracuse. Yeah. He's supposed to go to Syracuse, one of the top, you know, recruits in the nation. Instead, he is passing up college basketball.
Overseas.
He's going to take a one-year internship at New Balance, and they're going to pay him $1 million.
Wow.
Interesting.
Does he have a chance to ruin his athletic career?
Well, he says he's going to train for the draft. Instead of...
Because you don't have to go to college. To
right, you
NBA.
Don't have to go. You just have to be out of high school 1 year.
Oh, so there that's you go. It. That's his plan.
So he's... I mean, this is an interesting thing by New Balance.
Well, yeah, it's obvious. He's then signed a deal with them, and they're going to get a bunch of money. He's going to get a bunch of money.
Well, that's
it's
what I'm saying. If it works out, what if he's a bust? What if he's not as good? He doesn't play for a year.
Yeah.
Like, does that hurt his draft stock?
Sure.
Dude, are any of us wearing New Balances? I mean, they need something with the younger crowd.
You're talking about the company.
Yeah, the only people wearing those are Gramps and Grandma. So they're trying to do a little recruit action. Boom, next thing you know, New Balance is better than Big Baller Brand. Next thing you know, it's bigger than Nike.
I'm a little worried about this kid, you know, as far as his career goes. But $1 million, if his career's a bust and he comes out of there with $1 million, I think he's okay.
But he must be pretty good if they're going to give him $1 million.
$1 million. And it can be worth up to $14 million depending on performance incentives.
But this press alone, right now, this story, is that worth $1 million already?
There you go.
For New Balance, yes. I think so.
And usually busts last a couple years, so that's more than enough for New Balance.
Boom. So if this guy busts or makes it to pro level, whatever, it doesn't matter at this point.
And also, if guys are wearing Adidas nowadays, do you kind of look at them funny?
No.
Because of the big controversy about money being given to players.
No,
because
I think they all do it.
I'm really even look at their shoes.
I'm just saying, if there's a college player wearing Adidas, I might be looking at him a little funny. Dude, I go to a lot of Vanderbilt basketball games.
How many have you gone to?
Me and my girl go to at least 3 or 4 a season. On Saturdays, it's awesome. We'll go to P.F. Chang's, eat lunch, and then a basketball game's at 2.
What do you get at P.F. Chang's?
We'll do drinks. You can get the food, the bowls.
Well, what
everything.
Do you get?
I usually get the bowl.
What kind of bowl?
What's in the bowl? Chicken?
Yeah, chicken, everything. Chicken, tofu, rice, beans.
I like P.F. Chang's.
You
I like
hear so much BS in everything he says.
Yeah, the honey seared chicken. That may be Is that P.F. Chang's? No, that's the one at the airport in Vegas. I don't know if that's P.F. Chang's, but I love
airport in Vegas. I think that is P.F. Chang's. No, it's Payway.
Payway. That's where I go. That's the one I like. It's got.
I just ate there.
It's so good. The little golden seared on brown rice. Yeah, golden seared.
But Payway is a branch of P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's like the little sister.
What?
Yeah. Stepchild.
No way. It's the fast casual P.F. Chang's?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Last time I went to P.F. Chang's was when I was going to the book signing of Macy Bookout.
It's right next to Barnes & Noble.
Exactly.
That's the one I'm talking about. That exact same
right
complex.
By Vandy.
Yes, right next to Vandy.
Full circle.
You can cut through the Hilton Hotel.
No one knows where that is. Oh.
But you can cut through it, and you're right into the basketball arena. There's a shortcut.
But to me, P.F. Chang's is that's a high-level dinner.
Well, we do lunch, but yeah, it is a high-level dinner.
Oh, they're open for lunch?
Absolutely.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that
either. Never been there for lunch.
Oh, dude, you could do that. You go in there, it's amazing. I think they almost have happy hours. There's people drinking, boozing. It's a lively event. I was like, I thought this was just a dinner place. I thought the same thing. Yeah. Jason Aldean was there. I took a picture with him, put it on my Instagram.
He was at P.F. Chang's?
Yeah.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah.
What did he order?
Didn't check
that.
Was
he drinking?
Dude, he was with his business manager, and I was sitting at the bar. Me and my girl were doing some drinks, getting ready for the basketball game, and I saw him out of the corner of my eye. I was like, that was Jason Aldean.
Did you yell Aldean to see if he turned his head first, or do you just go up to him?
I said Jason, and he didn't turn, but then he walked out the door, and I was right behind him. I was like, dude, let me grab a selfie, man. How's your wife? And he's like, how's my wife? That's a weird question. Then I go, all right, cool, man. Boom, did the selfie, and I was out.
That is a weird question.
Why did you tell him you were Ray from the Buy a Bone Show?
No, but did you? His
Why
wife,
would you ask him?
His wife is more known because I was like, dude, let me take
no,
a
his
selfie.
Wife is not more known than him.
On Instagram, she is. She does.
I don't even know where she's how she's famous.
She was on American Idol.
She was a singer on American Idol?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
But I wanted to. I always try to.
I know her name is Brittany.
The only relate that I had to him was, hey, my girl, dude, she loves your girlfriend your wife. We love her on Instagram.
Boom. That's different. Did you say that? No, just asked, how's your wife?
I didn't
I hope
get,
your wife as
Coach,
well.
I said, how's your wife? Of course, my next line was, me and my girl follow her on Instagram. We love her. It was already awkward. I couldn't say that.
Dang, Jason Aldean eats at P.F. Chang's. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool to know.
That's what you got from that.
Hey, man, can I take a picture?
So where do you go if you get that? If you get this $1 million contract, this kid's in high school. Like, that's amazing. Like,
well, okay. Can you do hypothetical, Ray? Real quick,
yeah,
are you capable of doing that?
Yes,
real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, let's picture ourselves seniors in high school and we're getting $1 million.
Oh man, six-pack of beer.
You're a senior in high school.
And you got $1 million.
$1 million. Lunchbox, go first.
Boy, I don't know what I'd do. I mean, you're probably already popular in school because you're a stud athlete. I have to throw a huge party.
Well, the first thing you're getting is a car. Dude, because in high school, nobody had a good car. The first thing, $100,000.
I had a Jeep, so I'm good in that.
That's pretty
department.
Dope.
I didn't have a nice car.
The first place I'm going to is a car dealership.
I had an 85 Mazda RX-7, no power steering, no AC, and then I upgraded to a 1987 Nissan Maxima.
Boom. And you still drive that today?
Nope. I have an 05 Ultima now.
It's a different piece of crap.
My bad.
Yeah, hey. It wasn't a piece of crap back in 05 when I bought it.
This is what I don't understand, though. I had an 89 Jeep Wrangler. Like, it was legit. Like, it was the best car I've ever had. It was so cool looking. Chicks loved it. All my buddies loved it. We would all ride home together. My dad bought that for $6,000. And I'm like, why are people driving pieces of crap when you can buy a badass old Jeep for $6,000?
Show me where you can get a great car for $6,000.
This was in 97, so I don't know.
So $6,000 back then was a lot of money.
It was a lot of money, but I agree with
you.
Dude, yes.
In 97,
some vehicles hold up.
My 85 RX-7 was $1,500.
Oh. I thought it was like $6,000. Like, that's freaking like cheap.
Dude, Jeeps look awesome years later. Also, 4Runners. 4Runners look amazing years later. My girlfriend got the exact same year car as mine. I have hood damage, sun spots all over it. She's got a 4Runner. Looks amazing. Looks like she bought it yesterday.
How many miles?
Both of ours got right around 140,000.
Isn't that funny? There's a group of cars that always have chips on the hood.
Yeah, that's me. I'm in
yours,
that group.
My Ford Focus that I used to have, I just sold.
No, I'm good.
Here's good. See, so Nissan Altimas, they didn't use that cheap paint, but so many cars had that cheap paint, and now they're all screwed.
Well, and mine got discontinued, so that's probably one of the reasons. They're like, oh, we don't like that paint. Let's just discontinue the vehicle.
My Ford Focus that I used to have, the Red Rocket, the old one, it only had one hubcap left because the other three just went while I was driving. They just loosened up and fell off. So every time you look at a Ford Focus or driving around, they all have missing hubcaps. That was obviously a factory fault.
That is amazing because seriously, you look at Trailblazers driving around, none of them have a good hood.
That's what I'm saying.
Dude, all the hoods look like absolute crap.
I used to date a chick that had an Explorer, and she had a crack in the back of it. Like
It looked like a butt crack?
No. Oh. Like the trunk, you know how it lifts up? I don't know what you call that thing. The door.
Hatch.
The hatch.
Good call.
It had a crack down it. And now I look at a lot of Explorers like that year, and they have the crack.
No!
Yeah, it was a factory default.
It's they have this, you know, like this template of like, all right, this is how we build the car, and the factory just makes them all the same. So if it's screwed up, they're all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting how they do that, and they don't fix it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, what do you drive now?
I have a Jeep now.
Yeah, Jeep.
Same vehicle.
You're like, no, the same piece of crap.
Everybody makes fun of us. But yeah, it's all right. And Rajon Rondo speaking out about the fight, he said,
I'm sorry. What did he say? I'm sorry.
No, absolutely not.
What?
He said,
I had my mouthpiece in. So if you think I really purposely spit on him, you're wrong. He goes, look at my hands. He goes, my hands are at my side. If I'm going to spit on someone, you don't think I'm going to be ready to go? Like, I'm just talking trash. And if you look at Carmelo and other people, they didn't react. And I turned my head. He goes, and trust me, if I spit on him, and this is what I said, this is what I said from the beginning. If I spit on him, do you think he's really just going to poke me in the eye?
No.
He's going to throw a fist immediately. I do too.
Nobody really saw the spit anyway, right?
No, you didn't see it in real time, but great job with those cameras. They were able to zoom in HD style and find that spit.
And that's what I think he was talking in it.
Like right now, Lunch just spit all over his microphone.
Yes.
Right.
And he said,
I saw that.
He said, everyone wants
the replay.
Yeah, and it's a freaking loogie that came out of his mouth.
Everyone wants to believe Chris Paul is a good guy. They don't know how horrible of a teammate he is, and they don't know how bad he treats people.
Wow, that's cool.
And I like that Rondo's doing
it. I like that he said that because you don't hear about a lot of these NBA guys how they treat
people. Who said that about Chris Paul?
Rajon Rondo.
Okay, no one else is coming out saying the same stuff?
Well, no one else is fighting with him.
That'd be cool to hear. Like, if more than five people said that about Chris Paul, I would totally believe it.
I mean,
the cool thing is when people go not PC and they start telling real stuff about somebody, like when they tell somebody, oh, that's how they treat people. That's always fascinating.
That's a huge...
Like Jordan, if people ever came out and said, man, he was we won championships, but dude, I hated that guy's
guts.
He's a
bad human.
I haven't heard really anybody say that, but that would be fascinating to hear. Like, there was one time, man, he was supposed to pick my kid up at school or something.
And he just didn't
And
come.
He went to practice instead of picking my kid up. Like, dude, those stories would be
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Jordan didn't pick up your kid at school?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you find out more and more that Jordan wasn't that night. I mean, him and Steve Kerr, like, he punched Steve Kerr in a practice.
Oh, really?
Things like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Back before the news cycle was 24 hours, you didn't hear about this mm-hmm. stuff. But yes, I always thought Chris Paul was a dirty player. He nut punches people and... He comes off as like, oh, I'm such a good guy, but I think he's a little punk. And I love Rondo not backing down. And there's two reasons I like it. A, it just shows you that, hey, I'm tough. I like Rondo more. And it's showing the younger Lakers that we are not going to be intimidated by these other quote-unquote superstars. Like, we're here. Like,
yeah, and it also shows that Rondo's got a guy behind him that's won championships, and his name's King James. So he can talk some trash.
Rondo's won a title, too.
I know, but he's got a little bit more swag now. He's got LeBron right behind
him. No, I think Rondo's always had the swag.
So is this a thing, the old guys versus the young guys on teams like the Lakers?
No, they're not battling each other. He's setting an example saying, like, because Lonzo Ball, I mean, he's had everything handed to him his whole, I mean, he's worked hard, but I'm saying he's got to get tougher. To win in the NBA, you got to be pretty tough. And he's saying, look, we're not going to back down. Like, as a rookie, you're probably pretty intimidated because you're going against Chris Paul. You're going against Steph Curry. It can be intimidating. You can be a little afraid. You can back down. But I think what Rondo's doing is saying, look, man, we're not scared of anybody. Like, we're here to play. Like, look, guys, like, this is our time.
Have they won? Did they beat the Spurs the other night?
No, they lost overtime.
They still haven't won?
No, they played tonight against Phoenix.
Hey, we're here to play.
Well, Rondo's suspended.
Check that record real quick.
They're still trying to figure
it out.
They're
0-3.
They're still trying to figure it out.
That's not that. I mean, 0-3. Okay. It's going to take some time.
It's going to take time.
Sounds like a lot what I said. This year's going to take a lot of time and next.
No, you said they're going to be terrible.
He
said they'd be terrible.
Yeah, sounds pretty spot on.
They've lost three games to three playoff teams.
Wait till that's seven. Then what are you going to say? It's only seven?
No. I mean, if they're there at 15, like, then we got a problem.
They're not going to be 0-15.
All right.
If we're there at 15, what's their schedule look like?
They play Phoenix tonight.
Oh, God.
They're at Phoenix.
If they lose this one, they're in trouble.
Well, Yes, because they play Phoenix tonight, and then tomorrow night they play the Nuggets.
Oh, boy. Nuggets are tough.
Nuggets are 4-0.
Oh, God.
Then on Saturday, they travel to San Antonio to play the Spurs.
Again?
Yep. You don't win in San Antonio.
I mean, it's just interesting. But I do like what Rondo's doing. He's setting a toughness, saying, look, guys, we can hang with these guys. We're not going to back down. And he punched Chris Paul in the face and said, don't come in here messing with me.
Dude, and I like Rondo's back. In fantasy, he was amazing. Assist guy, no points, but was super assist. He'd get 15 a game. It was crazy. Then he went away for a year or maybe two, and now he's back again. He's back being a baller.
So what was the verdict on LeBron, you know, taking Chris Paul's side? Like, what? I watched some people talk about it, and it just seemed half and half. Some people were just like, nah, stick to your team. Allegiance, allegiance. And the other half were kind of just like, whatever. They're friends. It's so good. He's not going to get into a fight anyway, so he might as well just help diffuse it.
Well, I mean, what do you mean verdict? I mean, there's no verdict. It's public. It's your opinion.
That's it.
It's whatever you think.
I mean, Coach, what did you think? It went to the Supreme Court?
Did you think Judge Ito was going to come out and tell you?
Yeah, Coach, Judge Judy ended up ruling. Yeah, she did say that they're friends.
Wait, that case airs next week. Can't spoil it.
Hey, so she said they're friends, so they are allowed to fraternize as friends, and there will be a fine paid by the...
So LeBron James never came out and said anything?
No.
No, LeBron's the most powerful man in the world. What's he got to say?
He's not the most powerful man in the world.
He's top five.
No.
Kim Jong-un.
Putin. I don't know. I just thought maybe like people were like, okay, so 80% said this. Like, so every time we come on here and talk about stuff, I'm learning about the sports stuff, guys. Sorry. Bear with me.
Yeah.
Like, but every time we get all passionate about stuff, there's never like a percentage. All right, this team, this side won.
Nah.
No, this is terrible. Like, why can't we have winners and losers in our commentary?
So you expect a website or someone to find out all the audio across the world and calculate how many people said they were pro LeBron hugging. Mm-hmm.
Yes, how awesome would that be? Like, all right, the whole world was talking about the LeBron fight and how he took Chris Paul's
side.
Here is what's decided. Guys, 80% of the United States said that this was right and that's wrong. And then we're like, all right, we're good. We can move on with that. But instead, we spent 24 hours yelling at each other about it and then nothing. We're done?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
No, I still think it was crap that LeBron didn't support his team.
I know, but it can never. It was
going along with your
right
thing for Dave Roberts as a manager tonight on the nightly news. It was voted Dave Roberts 80%.
He's an idiot.
He's a bad manager.
Exactly.
That would be amazing. And you're like, yes, that's what I said.
Perfect.
Come back tomorrow. We'll decide if the taco giveaway is a scam. We'll decide if they should give two tacos away or one. Vote tonight.
Oh, that would be awesome if they interviewed Mookie Betts, and he was like, yeah, I knew all about the taco giveaway.
Great one. Tomorrow night, we'll let you know, did Mookie Betts know about the taco giveaway? We'll
tell you. And then this press conference with Mookie, like, all right, I just have to be honest with you guys. I did it all for the taco.
Oh! And then Eddie'd be like, yes, that's what I voted for.
I called that.
You would be the only one.
Probably.
You would be the only one in America that thinks that he was thinking about that taco when he took off on that first pitch.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, that would be awesome.
He did it for the taco. The taco. He did it for the taco.
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 Is that a song?
Yeah. You know what it is.
Oh, I did it all for the nookie. Yeah. Nookie.
So I can get that cookie.
And shove it up your... shove it up your... That's
what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Careful with that... People might have thought that was the end of the show.
No. That's a different...
Everyone turned it
off.
Dude,
people just ended the podcast.
Oh, cool. It's over.
Oh, they ended early today.
So stupid.
The Limp Bizkit was a great band.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they really weren't.
No, they weren't.
They had those hits in high school.
They had the hits.
Yeah, but no.
What, are you kidding me?
They made their career off a cover. And to me, okay.
No, so what? No, they did not.
Yeah, they did.
They did not make their career off a cover. They have more than the cover.
What was the cover?
Behind Blue Eyes.
No, that's another. Oh my gosh, they had two covers. Thank you for reminding me.
What?
Faith. Because I gotta have faith. That's a cover.
I don't even know that song.
Yeah, so I gotta have faith.
No,
faith,
I'm saying I don't know them singing that song.
Oh, we can't play it.
Yeah, Nookie, that is not a cover.
No, Nookie
that,
wasn't
that
a cover.
Put them on the map.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so.
See, this is where I know all about music.
No.
You know all about sports.
My generation?
No.
Yeah, my generation is good. That
talking
was a hit.
About my generation.
You're talking about me and my generation because we don't give up unless you give up about me and my generation. And you be leaving with a fat lip.
Keep going.
Because
I don't give.
about you, and you don't give up about me, and we're not going to get about me and my generation, something like that. The album, one
you
of their
know
al-
it well.
Yeah. Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Yes. Don't tell me that Faith put them on the map. Nookie put them on the map.
Pretty sure it was Faith.
No, there's no.
I mean, I remember Nookie, obviously.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and give that a Google real quick?
All right, keep talking.
I don't know anything else about Limbic. I went and saw them and I loved them. Like, I think they were so good. I went the day after I got my wisdom teeth pulled. It was great. Alamo Dome, San Antonio. Yeah.
First
okay.
single. Go ahead.
And according to a new study by Oregon State University, some sports fans take things a little too seriously to the point where being a fan is actually an unhealthy addiction. You're changing your work schedule so you don't miss games, skip family events to watch their team, and they consider their sports team a part of their identity. Also, it affects your physical health because you're staying up late and you're losing sleep over your sports team.
Of course, I agree.
Does that happen?
Yes.
Then I'm an unhealthy sports fan because I stay up late to watch games. I miss games. I skip events. I skip a wedding to watch the Kansas Jayhawks play and lose to Northern Iowa in the NCAA tournament. However many years ago that was. That was terrible. Hurts my heart. But yes, so that's an unhealthy addiction. What do you got over there?
It said the first song that made Limp Bizkit famous.
Nookie. Nookie.
Here, let's see.
Go ahead. Nookie. Huh? Nookie.
No one's really saying
what
it is.
Oh, now you can't find it, huh?
No one's really saying what it is.
Hey, did you go to your son's baseball practice this weekend?
I did.
You promised.
Over the Cowboys?
Yes.
I did. I had to. I was late.
Because this story kind of made me think of you because this weekend you were like, man, I don't know if I can go to my son's. I think my son's going to have to skip baseball practice because the Cowboys play at that time.
Okay, can I tell you what I did?
Yeah.
So his practice was at 4:30. I watched the first half, and then we went to the baseball practice. I was about 10 minutes late. Okay. I ran him up to the field. I said, sorry, coaches. Sorry. The Cowboys were playing. They started laughing. They're like, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Come on, Junior. Get on the field. And once he was on the field, I went back to my car and turned the radio on, listened to the rest of the game.
Okay, that's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, because you're not the coach.
I usually sit and help the coaches, or I don't really sit on the bench. During practice, I'll get on the field and kind of help out. This time, I had to go to the car and listen.
Okay.
But I did. I'm serious. I promise you. I didn't miss the practice. I did think about it.
And just so you know, the band promoted their album, their first single, Nookie! Yeah! What up? In 1999, that's the one that they got the most love for, Nookie. Yeah, I don't know where you got Faith. I don't even know what song that is.
You never heard Faith?
No, I've heard the old version, but I didn't know they sing it. Man. Let's see.
Was it really? No.
No, it's released. No, I see Faith was on their first album, but no one knew.
Look at this. Faith was 1998. That's how Limp Bizkit got started.
No.
Faith. I'm telling you.
No one cared about Faith.
But that's how they got famous. That's how they got their role. That's really how they got everyone to hear Nookie. Nookie was their smash. No doubt about that. I did it all for the Nookie. That is, if you think about Limp Bizkit, that is their smash. But Coach, it all started with Faith. I remember that specifically.
Michael, the writer of song Faith, hated Limp Bizkit's cover and hates us doing it, whatever.
That's it.
All right, well, tonight, game two of the World Series.
All right, I say the Dodgers come out with a win just so we can have a series, please. And I do think that weather plays a big part in it. And I hope that kind of just makes it an even playing field for everyone and gives the Dodgers a chance to win tonight.
Okay. I just want the Red Sox to win, so I mean.
So you can go home and be done with the
whole thing? No. I think the Red Sox are going to win. I just think their bats are just too good. Their offense is too good. I just think it's too good, and I don't think the Dodgers can hang with them. So let's go.
All right.
Go Red Sox.
Yep. I'm also doing these dollar bets that are pretty interesting. To see who the first person to hit a home run is.
Okay.
I picked four last night. I didn't hit it. I didn't pick Kemp.
So you're doing it again tonight?
I'm going to do it again tonight.
All right. Tweet it out, Sore Loser Show on Twitter, so people can follow your bet.
And if you guys can give me some advice on who's going to hit the first home run tonight, send me those tweets so I can bet it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. That's our podcast for today. Goodbye.